Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, presented by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Point to someone and say, you are blessed. Point to someone else. Say, you are blessed. We are speaking and decreeing some things here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, we're going to, for a few moments this morning, focus on, in this season of challenges, we are learning certain things. The eternal Word of God guides us. And I felt the Lord was pointing to, underlining some lives that we can learn from. And I felt drawn to the life of Caleb as a type that he had challenges, but he responded in faith. It's 12 spies who were commissioned to go and bring back a report. The Lord was already blessing them, telling them, listen, I'm bringing you to a good land, a land running with milk and honey. But the spies came back with a nervous report, fearful report.
The Lord called it an evil report.
Evil report. Because he had said to them, this is going to change your life. Mm-hmm. You're going to be blessed. You're going to draw from wells you never dug. You're going to farm acreages that you never opened up, but you have the advantage. This is all being given to you by the Lord. And yet, 10 of the pastors brought an evil report. And how did they give the evil? By saying all the negative things. And the first part of Numbers 13, Moses sends out these spies, and they are named specifically. It's not like, well, we picked a bunch and they went, what bunch? Well, I don't know. No, there were specific names.
Yeah.
Now, these are the names from the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zucco, from the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph. And so it goes on and on. But it is the Joshua and Caleb who bring the great report, saying, listen, guys, the land is running with milk and honey, and they bring home a bunch. They just take one bunch of grapes, and yet it takes two men to carry the bunch. I've seen the illustrations of those things, and it's that this is a land of milk and honey. I mean, this is such abundance. God wants us. God is telling us to go and take it. And the 10 others, and there are giants in the land, and they will consume us and kill us. So, in fact, God brought us to destroy us here. They're just saying the nastiest things. When people become fearful, they hear from the devil, and then they start speaking curses. What they don't realize is they're speaking curses on themselves and their own progeny and on their own children. Mm-hmm. And this Numbers 13 and 14, we really learn the discipline of controlling our tongue, controlling our anxiety. Just because of this time of the attack by this virus, there are people who have gotten real nervous. And God, I feel like, is telling, it's like we are once again in school of training. And what are we going to, let's make sure that we speak with confidence. We speak trusting the blessing and the word of God and not give in to our fears, anxieties, and rumors. So the Lord says in Numbers 14, 1 through 10, the Bible says that the two spies, Caleb being one of them, says, listen, there are some challenges, but we are well able to overcome all of these challenges, and we will defeat these giants. And then the 10 said, we are not able. Don't be fooled by these people's overconfidence. You are just being overconfident. And this is where, this is one of the scriptures that I wanted to underline for us, that in this period, it is really key for us to learn this as a discipline and then help each other, because we may go through a time where people can get exhausted. People have taken so many burdens and they try to help so many people, sometimes get depleted, and then you have to come alongside to that person and say, listen, it is what you said is true. We are well able to take this land. God is giving it to us, and so encourage us. We are human, and we do have frailties and human weaknesses, but our focus is on the Lord. Our focus is on His promises. Our focus is on believing the word and the promise of God.
And that's exactly why it's so important for us to stay grounded in the word, keep reminding ourselves of what the Bible says about us, about who we are, and about the promises of God. The background on this story goes all the way back to the beginning, and the whole event with the rebellion of a third of the holy angels, these created beings that God had assigned authority over the nations that He was going to create, over to be ministers, to assist in establishing the glory of the Lord and the kingdom of God throughout the earth together with the human race. And this story goes all the way back to that, because we see in the history of it, and then the location to which they are brought is specifically related back to the events of the flood in Noah's day. The New Testament writers tie these things together, where the whole of human race became so corrupt that God ended up only being able to save a remnant, 8, that refused to turn away from the Lord, from His word, and as His co-regents, as if you will, on the earth. And then you see that moving forward again into the Tower of Babel. And once again, you see the human race in complete rebellion against God. And the scriptural dynamic referring to the giants are the descendants of those ones that had communication with human beings. There's the strange reference about the Nephilim and the daughters of men coupling together and producing these giant descendants. These are the descendants. So God is back again with His people that He has now made this blood covenant and has sent them as a holy priesthood, a retinue, to extend His kingdom into the earth and repossess as His inheritance the nations of the earth. And that's the assignment that is on Joshua and Caleb. And that is why this event of the 10 of them once again rejecting their inheritance, their identity, their destiny in face of these enemies that have been in rebellion against God from the beginning, and God is sending his people to dispossess them. And it's also the reason that Caleb is such a hero, because in his language, he specifically recognizes that that is the mission. That's why he says, when he says, give me my mountain, that mountain was the stronghold where these inhabitants, those tribes, were actually settled and entrenched. And Caleb was determined, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he knew that God had told them to dispossess those giants. And it was on the basis of that confidence, not on the basis of his own faith, but literally, the Lord has told us to dispossess these giants and to take this land for his kingdom inheritance. And part of it that I feel so strongly about is in that original commissioning, and when God disinherited the rebels, not in this story, but he's back to these same events trying to start again, which we know that all of them were ultimately leading to Jesus and to the ultimate battle of the Son of Man, and what he did in his earthly mission, and then, you know, the ascension and the offering of his blood to finally dispossess in heaven all of those principalities and powers, and on earth to reconcile, to open the way for humanity to come back together with him. So that's the event here. But in the original initiation of this mission, in the rebellion, God's response was, when God says, I'm just going to wipe them out, and Moses intercedes, and you know, you were talking about Moses' intercession, but Moses intercedes, and the Lord, you can sense his anger, his ire at their rebellion once again. And do you know what he says? He says, nevertheless, the whole earth will be filled with my glory. And so we understand that an aspect of fulfilling our role as believers who refuse to give an inch. And in seasons like this, when we have our entire culture turning against the Lord and against his anointed, this is our time to be the Calebs. This is our time to recognize that these giants, principalities and powers, and unfortunately, they're human emissaries, even in our land, are standing against us and against the Lord. And so this is a time where this story is so pertinent for me, and I absolutely love it. We see in the ongoing of it what you were talking about, Pastor, about for you and for your descendants, and God says that over and over again. And further along in the story, we find that indeed it was Caleb, his daughter, and the man who became his son-in-law that continued this line into their lives about possessing their inheritance and having completely dispossessed those giants that were in the land.
And we learn in this, and many teachers who have come here also have pointed this out. I remember Rabbi Lappin coming here, sharing, and all of the, and see, these are principles that we need to, I'm glad that I have people, sources in my life that have confirmed, hey, we are going to believe the Word of God.
Amen.
And it is so wonderful, suddenly he comes through and gives us a major miracle. So we are talking this morning about the Lord giving us national miracles and then an individual miracles for each family here and breakthroughs. And we're going to believe for each other. And there's Joshua, then there's Caleb. Caleb, by the way, strangely enough, in his language, Caleb meant dog. Dogs, for me, are loyal. They're fierce. They will defend their family. There are a lot of, I like dogs. And so just to share that, Caleb, many translations share that it really meant dog, where it doesn't matter what, the dog claimed his mountain, which was thousands of acres, that the tribe that came with him got the reward, got the blessing. And here is one of the main lessons, if we can remember them for tonight and for the coming days, for this day, for this week. What we say is important. And the more we say this together, are in harmony, where two or more are gathered in my name.
Amen.
That we are harmonizing. But in Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So it is important. And what am I saying over my life? What am I saying over my house?
Yeah.
What am I saying over my children? And there are many we have heard from way back. It used to be the gruff, strong father who says, you will never amount to anything, and kind of be gruff over their children and say negative, and realize later on there is power in what you're saying. You can, with your tongue, you can minister death and discouragement and depression and defeat, or there is life in the tongue, in what you declare. So you will start. Once again, I've known this truth for many years, but am I saying this consistently? And I would like for us all to repent where we have not been faithful in this and get suddenly let discouragement or anger, sometimes out of anger, people can speak demonic things. And then a few hours go and you say, oh, hey, why did I say that? And I would say, yes, you had the gift of stupid. So that's why this came. And God will hear your repentance. So it is good. May you always bless your wife. May you always bless your husband. Speak good things for them, that they're going to come into good things. And it will be an important thing, event this morning, that we learn. We're going to start making good declarations and great declarations about our home, about our jobs. Like I said, even like if you're a young man and your dad wants to retire, says, hey, son, listen, I have this truck. It has served me so many years. It doesn't seem to die. And if you want to use it, you can. And you say, yeah, it's a blessed truck. It's going to last and last. And then you, whatever happens, speak good things about inanimate objects and animate objects. Make declarations. We're going to start making declarations about our children, that you're going to be proud of them, that they're going to have the greatest jobs, that they're going to get promotion in the name of Jesus. Why? Because their mother and daddy pray and are blessing them. One of the reasons. Amen. Make declarations about your body. Some, you know, we used to say, we used to pastor years ago in Florida, and so many, at that time, much more so than these days, but this I'm talking about 40 years ago plus, but there would be many people who had looked forward to working so many years, and then these were their retirement, and they would come to South Florida to retire. But often their statements were scary. Well, I've come here to die or something. I'm going to die here. And I'll say, no, you're not going to die. You're going to live and do great things. But it is a discipline that's a spiritual discipline. We're going to speak good things about our future, your future. We're going to speak good things about our church. We are going to speak good things about your financial situation. We're going to speak good things about the future. So I'm blessing this new vaccine, wherever it will come from, whether I'm part of my prejudice says, may Israel invent the new vaccine. May they get the profit. May fraud be bound away from it. So, and I pray that the Lord will bless the overall health of America. We'll have found by the end of the year, or even before, a good, powerful vaccine that God himself has helped us generate. I'm praying the whole Wuhan virus will be destroyed, that the power of God
Amen.
Will deactivate it.
Amen.
And so we have a choice, and I want to reject from my speaking any curse, unless it's a satanic thing that needs to be cursed. We curse, for example, all this violence and rioting in some of the key cities that are scaring people and burning the people, that their businesses are burned down. We bind that and curse those who are stirring up
Amen.
That activity.
Amen.
So for the future of America, I reject doom and gloom.
Amen.
And we speak
Amen.
Blessing
Amen.
And restoration
Amen.
And revival.
Amen.
That God
Amen.
Going to have, we're going to speak awakening.
An increase over the people of God who have refused to compromise, over the remnant who refuse to rebel against the Lord and against his word, against his commands and statutes. We speak blessing. We speak the blessing that we witness in the life of Caleb, moreover, that has come to us as inheritance through Jesus Christ, the ultimate overcomer. And we speak blessing on you today, on each of you, and we lay hold afresh of the promises of God concerning the fact that we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. That means that he has handed over to us everything that is of the Father's kingdom. And we pray today in each of our lives, as there was light in Goshen in the times of the great deliverance from Egypt, this is a greater deliverance that we possess through the blood of Jesus. And we declare that in your house, at your house, around your jurisdiction, there will be light, not darkness. There will be blessing, not cursing. There will be overcoming and not succumbing to the enemy, to any of his ways. And we speak a blessing over this nation, even concerning the vaccine. But I'll tell you what, as the remnant of God, as his authority in the earth and in this nation, we make a declaration that the Lord is our king, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our judge. He will save us, and not one of us will be sick. And that's the word of the Lord. So we stand today through the blood covenant that we have with Jesus and take our place. And also, in that same thing, in the realm of the spirit today, we also cast down every wicked blasphemy, every accusation, every evil profession and confession or covenant with any of our natural leaders. We bind principalities and powers, and we take authority over them, because the Bible says we will judge the angels, much less inherit and rule the cities and nations. So we take our place today for our nations. And for those of you watching from Brazil, from Singapore, from various places, Amen. We agree with you that God has decreed for you in the same way that Caleb said, hasn't the Lord said, you shall take this land, dispossess the giants, possess it for my glory. And we stand on the word of the Lord, knowing, Paul the Apostle also referred to this when he told us that God appointed our times and seasons that we would live and the boundaries of our dwellings in order that his kingdom might be extended. And we're directly connected to this long arc of God's redemptive history of reclaiming the nations as his inheritance. So we take our inheritance today and say, blessing, not cursing. Light, not darkness. Life, not death. Obedience to God and not rebellion, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, Pastor, one of the other things that I think about is in the book of Jude and how Jude rehearses in, you know, in one little short letter all of the things that we talked about this morning. And he goes back and he said, the problem here is that evil...
Is this the Jude who was friends with the Beatles?
No, not that Hey Jude. That's not the one. He says, let me remind you,
ignore my statement.
The Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards were destroyed because they did not believe. He's talking about these guys right here. He said, even the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he's reserved for judgment. And then he goes on to talk about it. But he's speaking to the covenant people, to the people of God. And you see clearly that there comes a time when there's a kind of an apostasy where some will revert to idol worship. And some, in spite of everything, will hold on and be faithful to the Lord. And of course, that is the place where he says at the end, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now. Say now.
Now.
Now. Now.
Now. Now.
And forever. Amen.
Amen. So we want to declare good things only. For I'm kind of determining certain things to, in this season, as we have come through, we're going to be stronger than ever.
And
we're going to be not be filled with fear.
Look at this. Look at this. Where Caleb is making his confession. He says, "My brothers that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God." When it talks about the different spirit that Caleb had, that was the anointing. That was the spirit of God that he had rather than the spirit of man.
Yeah, and one of the keys he declares in that often, he says over and over, I've wholly followed the Lord. I wholly followed the Lord. So it's not we give room 10% to the devil,
right?
90%
right.
to God.
Right.
It's total commitment to the living God.
Right. And he says, Moses swore that day, and he's relying back on the word of God, on the command of God, and on the prophetic promise that has come directly to him, in spite of the fact that it's come to all these others with him who are not believing, but are rather looking at the giants and are literally drawing back in fear. He said, surely, say surely, the land on which your feet trod will be your inheritance. And your children's forever, because you wholly follow the Lord. This is so important. And in this particular time, what you do with your prayers, with your faith, with your sowing, with your testimony, where your feet trod, you are literally securing your inheritance for your children and your children's children. So be encouraged today. Take courage. Take courage, because Caleb, this is so beautiful. If you can imagine, this guy put up with 40 years of the complainers until the last one finally died off. And I have to confess, if I'd been Caleb, you know, I probably would have been making little marks on my tent wall inside of all of those wicked ones that were keeping us out of our inheritance for 40 years. And he, finally, when the last one died off, he came running out of his tent and said, I'm ready now. And he says, I am...
One of the things in that, just that these are some lessons that I want to make sure that I'm learning, that we are learning. And the thing would be, as much as possible, avoid negative talk or people who are talking negative around you, mm-hmm. so that you don't become part of it. If you find that if you get too close to those who are confessing negative things, eventually you'll pick up some of the junk. So that's an aspect. Caleb kept himself very pure, if I can use that word, from being polluted in his faith by negative talk.
Once again, it's that different spirit. And this is where your discernment comes in. This is where our discernment comes in. It's recognizing the voice of the Lord, the presence and nature of the person of the Holy Spirit. And he's not a wimp. He is the Spirit of the Lord. And he is power, understanding, all of those things. But that is the Spirit. And it's amazing how your in-breathing and out-breathing of the Spirit of God also does the same towards your children. And they can take it in just being around you. And when they grow up or as they, you know, develop and go off on their own, the Lord will be faithful for that same Spirit to begin to be with them. And we see this in Caleb's life with his daughter who came back in a day when girls didn't get the same kind of inheritance. And what she wanted wasn't jewelry or, you know, money for her dowry. She wanted a piece of that land. And he gave it to her. And then she came back and said, "Now, Daddy, this land that you have given me is dry, so I also need the upper springs and the lower springs." And that in and of itself speaks to the river of God, the blessing from heaven and the well of the Holy Spirit flowing up from within us. I love what he says here. He says, when he's 80, "I'm as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me." Moses died 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and he still is living in the unfulfilled mission and knowing that it's the Spirit of God that has assigned him to this. And so he takes that Spirit. It's absolutely so beautiful. And he says, "As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war to go out and come in." In other words, to make the assault and to bring back the booty, to bring back the plunder, to come home safely. So we decree safety over you. And for anyone, anywhere who's been afraid of any kind of demonic assault or the economic fallout of this COVID, we take authority now over principalities and powers. We release the strength and the courage and the blessing of God, the prophetic word of the Lord over you, that you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ today. And the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. You have been ordained to possess an inheritance and be able to divide it out to your descendants and to be a blessing to the people around you. And so Caleb says, "Now therefore," say, "Now therefore."
"Now therefore."
"Give me my mountain."
"Give me my mountain."
And he says, this is the one the Lord spoke of. And remember, he understood he was dispossessing the last of those rebels. And that land would become kingdom territory. And it's so beautiful that it passes on to his daughter. And then of all things, he says, he makes this declaration. He's making sure that this inheritance will never go back into the hands of the enemy rebels as far as he's concerned. And so he says, and supposedly, you know, the tradition is his daughter was the most beautiful and he gave her inheritance among her three brothers, which was very unique to do so. She was a unique woman. And Caleb makes this offer. He says, "Look, anybody that is with me to dispossess these giants and extend this territory, I'm going to let you marry my daughter." And of all things, his nephew steps up. Othniel steps up, the son of Caleb's brother. So you can see that in the family atmosphere, there was a thing about wholly following the Lord. There was a prophetic mission, a prophetic sense of destiny and calling. Even though they were the remnant, they had an understanding. And if anything else, they were, the younger generation were drawing on the fact that Caleb had stuck by it those 40 years and had never compromised a bit. And they're saying, "I'm not going to cry over that. I'm not going to let it go to waste. I'm going to possess it in my generation." What a word for us. What a word for our nation. What a word for the world and for the church at this time. And so he says, "Give me my mountain." And he offers his daughter in marriage to the other one that will be like him. Turns out to be in the same family atmosphere, that different spirit. And you know that Othniel ends up going on to become the first judge of Israel. After this generation fully died out once again, and oh my goodness, what a word for us in our nation. The righteous generation that knew the Lord had died off, and then there was just a remnant left. And of all things, it was Caleb's family members. It was Othniel, his son-in-law, and his daughter Aksha, that in the days of the judges, Othniel becomes the very first deliverer, redeemer, when Israel rebelled and did evil in the sight of the Lord. Othniel stood up, and it says that God through him gave victory and peace for another 40 years. So this thing about our atmosphere, our descendants, our inheritance, and the refusal to compromise even a little with the rebels is very important. And it says, you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, that the cities were great and fortified. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I will be able to drive them out just like he said. And Joshua blessed him and gave to Caleb the inheritance.
And the Anakim were the giants.
Right, right.
And so Caleb, his opposition was the giants. And that can scare you. He said, I'm not afraid. We're going to, because, you know why? Not because he thought so highly of himself, but God had promised.
Yes.
And he believed in the promises,
yes,
of God. So today, I want to make sure that we learn to continue to speak blessing over our home, over our children.
Amen.
Speak, yes, blessing,
yes, yes,
blessing,
yes,
blessing. Blessing over your family. Blessing over our wives. Blessing over our children. Blessing over your husband. Blessing over our health. To speak and say, diabetes, you're a curse. And God says, we can cast out the curse and
get
bind
off my
it.
Land.
And Jesus took the curse. So you have no right to put this,
amen,
in my family. And specifically claim deliverance from all of these. Alzheimer's is a curse. We will not be touched by that. We plead the blood of Jesus over us and our family. And we declare the promises of God are ours for always in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's important. It's important. As we are faithful, our land can be at peace. Our land can be blessed. Our land can be at rest. And our children's inheritance can be secure.
Amen. So I think we will stand up and speak. And our worship team.
I want to say what blessed. Caleb said. Now, therefore, give me my mountain.
Say it again.
Now, therefore.
Now, therefore.
Give me my mountain.
Give me my mountain.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. We're going to declare and decree. Raise your hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I present my home, my family, my church to you. I declare in Jesus' name that my home is blessed, will be blessed with the peace of God, the shalom of God rests on my home. I declare my home to be your home. It'll be protected from the evil one. Father God, I ask for your presence to be in my home, in my church, in my family, so that my household shall be blessed, shall be blessed, day and night, every day. My home is blessed. My home is like the house of Obed-Edom. The Ark of the Covenant rests there. The presence of God is there. I declare that every person in my family is blessed and shall be blessed, shall be anointed, shall be happy and peaceful. In Jesus' name, Father, don't let worries come to my family, because you are in control over all situations. Every situation, I declare that the priesthood of the Father shall be reestablished, reinforced in my home. I declare that the mother of my home shall have honor and happiness. I declare that all my children are blessed of God. I declare that the God of heaven is now in control of my home, in Jesus' name, and that I walk in good health as I recognize Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives your sins and heals all your diseases. Thank you, Father. Healing is God's nature. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is my God. And I declare every promise of God over my home, over my body. I stand on the word of God. My money is blessed. I shall lack for nothing. I have everything, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I give him all the praise, all the thanks, all the glory. Now give him a big clap. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna see your victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, I'm gonna see your victory.
Victory, I'm gonna see your victory.
We're grateful for our worship team this morning. Jenna Chaplinski with a good ride. Dennis Denton, Danielle Denton, and Travis Boudou. Give them a big shout and a clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Michael Nykum had a slight burp. He is one of the most active men I know. And he went skiing, I think.
Skating.
Not on ice. That's skating.
Right.
Rollerblading, yes. So.
Yes.
And he's a bold man. Now, if you ever see me doing that, I am going to put two giant pillows on my backside before I ever go doing that. So anyway, he needed some time to recover. I said, bless you. Quick recovery in Jesus' name. We love Michael. And so we are really proud of him.
And for those of you here in this region, watching online, pray for our city this week. We pray and agree together today as anointing the Charlotte metro area and all of our institutions, our police, our security, all of our businesses, every enterprise and the convention, every delegate, every representative coming, every bit of activity around the convention, as the priests whose jurisdiction Amen. This is, we decree peace and blessing, visitation and anointing, salvation and redemption, and good success in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Respect for law.
Absolutely.
And respect for each other.
Absolutely.
And that we love that this area can be blessed to people, and that people will not be afraid. That's one of the, in some of the places I traveled, when we used to do a lot of mission work physically, that it was so wonderful to go to certain cities and you could go out at 3 o'clock in the morning and no one would touch you. And woe to them if they broke the law. The people would gather immediately and start beating that person. I'm not recommending that, but may there be law and respect for the law. But it's absolutely wrong if people are fearful to walk at night out there. So we welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit.
And your holy angels, Lord, we thank you.
Amen. Amen. Your holy angels. Well, stretch your hand out and say blessings.
Blessings.
On your church.
On your church.
Blessings.
Blessings.
On America.
On America.
Blessings, Lord.
Blessings, Lord.
We bind the virus.
We bind the virus.
And we pray.
And we pray.
All. Will walk in health.
Will walk in health.
Be anointed.
And be anointed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank Amen. You, Lord. We are going to be gathering together on Friday, except I remembered. I have to take will be 3-4 days in Ashland doing a conference over the weekend. So if someone wants to join me over there, you're welcome.
And I will be speaking to the Singapore Global Conference for Pastors Tuck and Daphne. It's Covenant Community Church for the WOW! Women of Wonder Conference. My particular speaking
in
times
Singapore.
On Singapore's time frame, our time, Eastern Standard Time here, will be Thursday 8 a.m. through Friday midnight. I have several sessions that I'll be doing in that time frame. So.
But you will be here Sunday.
And I will be right here on our show for the watch on Friday and on Sunday morning. So we'll Amen. Be all over the world.
But pray for us. Cover us in prayer for the Ashland Camp Meeting.
Amen, Lord.
And for Bonnie's, so many.
Yeah. And a couple of them I'll be doing live, actually.
Yeah. Oh.
Obviously on
Zoom.
The internet, but
they're called
they
Zoom.
Will be live, so.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. We are learning new terms like Zoom. Yes. Amen. Blessings on all of you.
Thank you, worship team. Take us out. Take us out. God bless you. God bless you each.
Blessings on you all. Amen. Let's sing.
I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.